often I have to rely on sound engineers that are supplied, because it's just simply too expensive to always fly your own sound engineer everywhere. I mean, I have flown a particular guy that I use a lot around the world quite a bit, but it's simply not always possible. So you have to rely on the people that you get. And that's a real, hit or miss type thing. Some sound engineers are totally on it. They understand percussion and the balance between the different mics and phasing between different drums and stuff like that. And some other guys really don't get it at all. You know, they just don't. They're not familiar with drums and percussion of an ethnic variety or unusual drums in that context, and sometimes have a bit of problem. So, you know, it is something that does cause me a little bit of grief sometimes. I try and cover as much as I can. I take some of my own mics and clip-on mics and different, create the environment myself as much as I can. But at the end of the day, you have to put your faith and your trust in the guy that's behind the mixing desk.